This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, like Peter did with today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Again, this was sent in by Peter. Thank you so much, Peter. This is from IFL Science. Stephen Luntz has the byline. The headline reads, Ignoble winning butt-breathing technique moves one step closer to saving lives. Turtles do it. Baby dragonflies do it. So why shouldn't people with clogged lungs survive by breathing through their posterior? This is a good one. The results of the first clinical trial of enteral ventilation has been published. It is considered a success, a step along the road to a treatment that could save many lives. Such things happen every day as science progresses, but this stands out because enteral ventilation is more popularly known as butt breathing. Several Australian turtle species have found a way to delay the dangers of coming to the surface by extracting oxygen dissolved in water using their cloaca. In other words, they have gill-like features in their bums, which supplement oxygen intake.
Well, this just sounds like an evolution thing at this point, then.
Medical applications were probably not the first thing on the mind of those who discovered this trait. However, Dr. Takanori Tagepi of the Science of Institute in Tokyo started studying the turtles in 2004, the mammals able to breathe through their butts. Undeterred by the challenges of being taken seriously, Dr. Takanori Tagepi plowed ahead. He says, quote, this is the first human data. The results are limited, but we have now established tolerance. The next step will be to evaluate how effective this process is for delivering oxygen. Tagepi and his colleagues know they can't just blow air up someone to get their blood oxygenated.
Is that where the phrase comes from?
Their approach is to create a liquid rich in dissolved oxygen, but provide it anally for absorption through the colon.
Oh, boy.
If nutrients can make their way from the intestine straight to the blood, why not oxygen?
Why not, folks?
Why not?
Why not?
Surprisingly, the idea requires less advanced technology than you would think. This could be available to remote regions or where money is more of an option. Moreover, ventilators can cause lung injuries, so this would be an alternative. For the study, 27 healthy Japanese men were administered a liquid and then asked to hold it for 60 minutes. Those on larger amounts reported some discomfort, no serious side effects. This is a long study. This was a safety test. The liquid they were ingested did not carry oxygen, so this is step number one. Clinical trials, they're trying to get them going. They're probably looking for volunteers.
Peter, again, thanks for the story, buddy. Really, I'm really surprised there aren't more puns. This feels like this was rife for puns.
Oh, there's so much potential here.
There's a whole bunch of puns out there.
There are some concerns. Some people say they'd rather not be around when yoga instructors encourage their participants to breathe out. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.